Folks, this is crazy. The owner has his house on the market for rent and sale at the same time, meaning that the monthly payment, if you were to buy this house, is $3,600, which is over 60% higher than the amount it's listed for rent. In February 2026, we saw the lowest pending home sales. And one of the reasons why is when people can rent the same exact house for close to half the cost of buying it, they're obviously going to choose to rent instead. ReVenture app shows that the rent versus buy differential for the U.S. housing market is close to a record high today in 2026. You can see buying is 40 to 50% more expensive than renting. So why would you buy a house if it's cheaper to rent? This is the data that realtors and mortgage brokers don't want you to know. A lot of people are trying to tell you that it's a good financial decision to buy, but when it's much cheaper to rent, it's a better financial decision, obviously, to rent. Now, the downside of renting is that your rent could increase over the years if you continue to rent. However, the good thing about this housing market in 2026 is that rent growth for single family homes is actually at the lowest level of the last 15 years, only 1% year-over-year single-family rent growth. These landlords are cutting the rent, but many are refusing to cut the price. To see the areas that are most overvalued on the U.S. housing market with the biggest buy versus rent differential, download the ReVenture mobile app and search your zip code.